For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included on the print version are omitted from this audio version. Biblical ordinances. Water baptism. Water baptism, the act of being covered completely in water as a symbol of burial, is an ordinance which is commanded in Scripture. According to Hebrews 6:2, the doctrine of baptism is part of the foundation which must be laid in the Christian life. Baptism does not take away sin. Rather, it bears witness to a new life in Christ which has already begun. It is a public proclamation that the individual being baptized has been saved from sin and has a purpose and intention to follow God's will in every detail. The word baptize is a transliteration of a Greek word which means to immerse or submerge. Thus, water baptism is to be done by immersion in water. According to the instruction of Jesus, baptism is done in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Matthew 28:19. Water baptism is an outward symbol of an inward work. It illustrates a believer's entry into the righteousness of Christ through an identification with Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. In Romans 6:3-4, we read, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." The action of being immersed in water symbolizes dying to sin and being buried with Christ. The action of coming up out of the water illustrates arising to newness of life, just as Christ arose to new life at his resurrection. Jesus taught that water baptism is an important step for the person who has been born again. Just before he ascended into heaven, he commissioned his disciples with these words, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28:19-20. Jesus also showed by personal example that water baptism is necessary. He was baptized by John at the start of his ministry, and God's Spirit came upon him in a singular manner at that time, showing the approval of God upon the practice of baptism as well as his approval of his Son. We read, "And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Matthew 3:16-17. Examples in Scripture make it evident that after sinners are truly justified, they should be baptized in water as soon as possible. There is no indication in Scripture that anyone was put on probation before being baptized in water. Philip baptized the eunuch immediately. Paul and Silas baptized the Philippian jailer the same night he was saved. And Peter baptized the household of Cornelius when it was apparent that God had received them. Delaying obedience to Jesus' command to be baptized in water opens the door for doubt and spiritual failure. New converts gain strength when they quickly make a public confession of the transformation in them and the stand they have taken for Christ. While baptism is important, it is not a prerequisite for making heaven. The thief on the cross was told by Jesus that he would be in paradise that day, and he had no opportunity to be baptized in water before his death. Jesus himself never baptized anyone, but left the observance of that ordinance to his disciples. If observance of the ordinance of water baptism was a necessary part of salvation from sin, Jesus would have baptized everyone who came to him for forgiveness and pardon. Those who have been baptized in water can look back upon the observation of this commandment of Christ as a landmark in their spiritual walk. and because they obeyed, they can expect to grow spiritually. Counsel for ministers. The practice of infant baptism is not in accordance with Scripture. A candidate for water baptism must have received God's forgiveness in order to qualify. The danger of this teaching is that one who was baptized as an infant may grow up feeling their spiritual welfare was addressed through baptism and never recognize his personal need for regeneration. Failure to baptize an infant is not depriving the child of any spiritual blessings, since he is not old enough to appreciate the ordinance. An infant cannot choose, and therefore cannot either obey or disobey. Infants and young children who are too young to make a deliberate choice to serve God are covered by the atoning blood, the same as those who have availed themselves of its pardoning influence through repentance and faith. Infants are innocent of willful transgression and are received by God if they die. Repentance is impossible for them, and baptism is unnecessary. When a child is saved at a very young age, we recommend that the parents consider waiting to have the child water baptized until he or she is old enough to consider the significance of the ordinance. While no minimum age limit for water baptismal is given in Scripture, it is implied that the one being baptized will be old enough to have an understanding of the significance and meaning of the event. If children are too young to grasp the importance of what they are doing, they may benefit more by waiting until they are old enough to fully appreciate the meaning of the step they are taking.